Give him praise and glory. Give him honor and adoration. Let's magnify his name. Let us glorify his righteous name. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt you. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor and adoration. Thank you for all that you have made possible for us. Exalt your holy name. Jesus, most precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. You are here this morning. You have seen the last Sunday in the month of April. Not just the last Sunday, the last day of the month of April. It is not by power, neither is it by might. It is by his Spirit. And if you know it is not your life, let's also give him thanks. Give him praise for the grace he gave to you and I to see today. That we are not lying down in the hospital. We are not in the mortuary. That we are privileged to be in his presence. Lord, we give you thanks. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor and adoration. We exalt and magnify your name. For all the testimonies of the month of April, we say thank you. For all testimonies in the month of April, we say thank you. We worship and adore your name. Thank you, glorious Father. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have given thanks. Amen. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Father, we want to say thank you for all that you have done, for all that you are doing, for all you will do, and for what you will not do. Father, we say thank you. Because you know better and you know best. The month of May will be better than April. Yeah. And we are giving you thanks also in advance. Blessed be your name. Jesus' marvelous name we pray. Help me congratulate your neighbor on your right and left. Tell your neighbor it's a new day for you. Tell your neighbor today is your own day of testimony. In Jesus' name. Put those hands together for the Lord and please be seated. Uncovering the root of the faith that works. This is the final part. Uncovering the root of the faith that works. James chapter 2, 18 to 22, speaking, he said, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. He said, show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. Even the devil also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works? And by works was faith made perfect. And by works was faith made perfect. So, simply means any faith that lacks work is fake. And what makes faith work is the works behind faith, behind the scene. Faith is not about what we say. Faith is about what we do. John 10:33, Jesus himself speaking, he said, if I do not the works of my Father, then believe me not. So our faith is confirmed by what we do. He says, by him, actions are weighed. Not as so much as what we say, but about what we do. And what we do is what results in testimony. 1 John 5:4, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So when faith comes, victory is sure. The coming of faith is the assurance of victory. The CEB translation of 1 John 5:4, it says, because everyone who is born from God defeats the world. It says, and this is the victory that has defeated the world, our faith. Another translation, CEV, I love this one so much. It says, Every child of God can defeat the world. And our faith is what gives us this victory. Our faith is what gives us this victory. That means we are at war. And then we won by faith. Because faith is a weapon. We go to war by faith. With the weapon of faith. Ephesians 6:16. He said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. That means when faith comes along, it comes with victory. Every time faith shows up, it always results in testimonies. When you see people share their testimonies, it's also of their assurance and victory of faith. Glory to God. But until we understand what faith really is, our faith may keep failing. When we understand what faith is, that is what keeps our faith strong. Glory to God. So take quickly this morning, let's take a look at what is faith? What is faith? Faith, number one, is a spiritual mystery. Faith is not a religious ideology. Faith is a spiritual mystery. Mysteries are what you don't understand, what you cannot comprehend with your mind. It's a spiritual mystery. 1 Timothy 3:9. Holding the mystery of faith. Holding the mystery of faith. Faith is a spiritual mystery. The greatest of minds cannot comprehend faith. Glory to God. It does not make sense to the natural mind. What faith does not make sense to the natural mind. I don't have a womb, he says. I don't have a womb, but I still have three boys. How did that happen? By faith. Because somebody said, well, went to the man of God and said, I don't have a womb. He said, well, there is every manufacturer has a spare parts store where they keep spare parts. If something cannot be fixed by the mechanic, then you go to their spare parts store to buy the part. He says, so God is your maker, and he must have a spare parts store in heaven. Whatever the doctors cannot fix, then he can change. So go, receive your babies. Doesn't make sense to the natural mind, but that is faith. That is the language of faith. It's a spiritual mystery. And she came back with three baby boys. Religious idealists cannot understand the workings of faith because it's a spiritual mystery. It can only take the spiritually minded, to understand it. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. He cannot understand it, because as far as he's concerned, they are stupid. One of the stupidest things is to say that a 90-year-old woman will give birth. One of the most stupidest things is to say a 100-year-old man will give birth. For the Bible says, Sarah herself received strength. The strength, Hebrews 11:11, the strength to conceive, the strength to push when the baby was coming. Didn't need any cesarean section. Faith, through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age. Because she judged him faithful who promised. God who said so cannot lie. God who said so cannot deny himself. It's a spiritual mystery. Glory to God. Number two, what is faith? Faith is a spiritual force. It's not just a mystery. Faith is a spiritual force. What? Faith is a spiritual force and not an intellectual fact. Faith is not an intellectual fact. Faith is a force. Every force This force has capacity to change facts. There are facts, but there are forces. And every fact will always submit to the force. Glory to the Lord. A force simply means physical power or strength possessed by a living being. But this force is a spiritual force. That's why it's a mystery. Spiritual forces overturning facts. That is faith. This force has capacity to nullify intellectual facts. For example, there was heavy famine in the land. So much so that people were eating their children. And then faith said, by this time tomorrow. Not next week, not next month, not next year, but by this time tomorrow shall all these things that are lacking be sold like Ben Down on the street next tomorrow. You know Ben Down boutique, right? Glory to God. Shall everyone, it shall be so much outside that it shall be sold at the gates of Samaria. Everywhere. That is faith. But the spiritual mind, the intellectual mind will say, first of all, regard the economy, regard the exchange rate, we consider all of these things, and then the natural mind would say it is not possible. That's why the man said, even if God opens the window of heaven, it's not possible. 2 Kings 7, verses 1 and 2. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. It's not my word, it's what God said. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. But look at the intellectual fact. Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, well, so that you will know that there is a God that does not need to open the windows of heaven to do whatever he wants to do. You will see it, but you will not taste it. Verse 20 says, and so it fell out unto him, for the people trode upon him in the gate, and he died. For doubting what God says. Have you considered the exchange rates yet? Well, I said in the first service, very shortly, or tomorrow, about this time, one will be exchanged for $1. One will be exchanged for $1. I mean, I understand what I'm talking about. You are not saying amen because you don't like it. Glory to God. But one will be exchanged for $1. That's the word of the Lord. He says that was what God says to tell you. But he says, even if God opens the windows of heaven, it is not possible. You know, that was the undoing of the man that built the Titanic. He said, not even God can sink this one. It didn't last one trip to prove that God can do whatever he wants to do. Glory to God. Number 3, what is faith? Faith is engaging with the raw power of God. Faith is engaging with the raw power of God. And that simply means faith is not a belief system. Faith engages the raw power of God for delivery. So that means every time our faith comes alive, it simply means the power of God is being invited. Every time our faith comes alive, the power of God is being engaged. Faith is not mere words. 1 Corinthians 2 verses 4 to 5, it says, and my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in
demonstration of the Spirit and power of the Spirit. The Spirit and power that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Faith, our faith, stands in the power of God. Every time we engage faith, we are engaging God and His mighty hand. Glory to God. Faith is the manifestation of the raw power of God. But what kind of faith works? Because it's not all faith that works. What kind of faith works? Number one, the faith that works must be daring faith. The faith that works must be daring faith. To dare, I said in the first service, simply means to have the necessary courage or boldness for something. To have the necessary courage or boldness for something. Hey, if you don't stop that, I will slap you now. He says, I dare you. You know, this is what happens with the one daring somebody. The person that is saying something, their voice is always louder. The darer is quieter. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? The darer will just say, he can even say it subtly. I dare you. But you know you can't try it. It means you can't try it. Don't go there. Faith is daring. Is the kind of faith that works is a daring faith. For example, the Red Sea is before, Pharaoh is behind. Red Sea before, Pharaoh behind. But faith says, fear says, if you step into that Red Sea, you are drowned. Faith says, if you don't step in, the sea will not part. So faith dares. Whatever happens, let it happen. That was the faith of Esther. If I perish, I perish. But I'm going to do the impossible anyway. You are not permitted to enter into the presence of the king uncalled for, but I'm going to dare it. Faith is daring. Until you dare. You know, the person that says, I dare you, is simply saying, I've gotten to here. Try it if you can. Glory to God. Daring faith is the faith that works. Exodus 14, 15. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. That's what he says. That's what you should do. Forward ever. Backward never. Number two, quickly. What kind of faith works? Rest proven faith. The kind of faith that commands rest no matter what is going on. When the matter that was challenging you is being discussed, how you will know that you are now walking in faith is that it doesn't scare you anymore. You just have rest. That is faith. No matter what anybody says, it doesn't scare you anymore. You just have rest. One day, Jesus was going somewhere. One man said, come and heal my child. Luke chapter 8, verses 40 to 42. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. Now something strange happened. People were thronging him. That was when the woman with the issue of blood came. But he was on his way to somewhere. The woman with the issue of blood now came, and Jesus was attending to her. And just as he finished with her, news came. Verse 49. He said, and while he yet speak, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. It's a dead situation, but what I have said, let it give you rest. What people are telling you now will give you fear. But when faith comes, it gives rest. Fear is the opposite of faith. When faith comes, rest is the next thing. So what happened? Verse 52. And all, when he got there, the Bible says, and all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not. She's not dead. She sleepeth. And the Bible says they all mocked him. They were laughing him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. Did you notice that the ruler of the synagogue said nothing? Because he was at rest. He said so. He cannot come to this house and disgrace himself. He can't follow me all the way to come and disgrace himself. So what did Jesus do? The Bible says he cast out all. Who are they all? All the weepers, all the wailers, all the mockers. He cast them all out because they will make your faith to fail. There are people you are moving with now that you shouldn't. People laugh at your vision and you are still following them around. They are laughing. You are saying to them, this is my vision. This is what vision I have. And they say, you are deceiving yourself in this nation. My friend, go and say something else. Someone here, 50 people will be working under you shortly. Amen. I said 50 people will be working under you shortly. Amen. He put them all out and took her by the hand, verse 54, and called, saying, maid, arise. And her spirit came again. Did you notice that Peter also did the same thing later? Because Peter was watching what his master was doing. Also, when Peter got there, they said the baby had died. And then they were wailing, they were weeping, and they were mocking. And the Bible says Peter also put them all out. Tabitha, rise up. Whatever is dead or dying in your life comes alive in this service. Amen. In Jesus' marvelous name. Amen. I said in Jesus' marvelous name. Amen. How about Daniel? There was a heavy conspiracy against Daniel. Bible says in Daniel chapter 6, verses 6 to 10. In verse 10, it says, now when Daniel knew, they said, no, you must worship the God of the king. And the Bible says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and his window being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem. He kneeled down upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did before. Heavy conspiracy. What was the conspiracy? Verses 26 to 28, he says, I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. After Daniel succeeded in shutting up his detractors. The Bible says this kind of faith is the faith that is daring. Not only daring, this kind of faith gives rest. He went to his chamber. He wasn't bothered about what anybody did or did not do. The Bible says he sat down and prayed like he used to pray. That is rest. Whatever you are praying over, if you are still agitated about it, it's a sign that you don't have faith yet. Faith rests. The proof of faith or evidence of faith is rest. Whatever is causing you sleepless nights is a sign that you don't believe yet. Your faith is not full yet. Glory to God. But from this time, your faith will be boosted.
Amen.
I said your faith will be boosted.
Amen.
What kind of faith works? Number three, God glorifying faith. God glorifying faith. Romans 4, 16 to 18. Glorifying God no matter. When you have gotten to the state of giving glory to God for that situation is a proof that you have rest. Glory to God. Is a proof of your rest. The next thing that happens is that you'll be glorifying God. In expectation of what he has said. Romans chapter 4, 16 to 18. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. And then the Bible says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Speaking to Abraham, before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. And then when his faith came up, the Bible says, and being not weak in faith, he considered now not his own body now dead, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. But what was he doing when he was about 100 years old? But now he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. The evidence of your strong faith is that you will glorify God. Strong faith glorifies God. Hey, you are going to get that role at your place of work. Well, protocol says we need to move one step here first and then another step here before you can even apply for it. But faith says, keep going. Just apply. You know, many of us are even afraid to take some steps as if you are paying for it. You are not paying for it. They say there is an opening. Somebody should apply. Then somebody comes to tell you, don't apply. Don't apply because you just go and disgrace yourself. It's not your level yet. You disgrace yourself. God will make grade you. Glory to God. I say glory to God. God glorifying faith. His faith resulted in glorification. Every time your faith comes alive, and then a proof of it is that you just glorify God. For that same situation that men think is impossible, you glorify God for it. You are living in a basement, renting a basement, sharing the renting of the basement with someone, but the word of God says this year will not end until you get your own. Not rent your own. Buy your own. I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Unveiling the trigger for signs and wonders. Unveiling the trigger for signs and wonders. So when our faith is full, it triggers signs and wonders. But let me give us today one other thing, last card that produces signs and wonders. Last card for this month that will work for you throughout the year, rest of the year. One last card that when you have faith in, it generates signs and wonders. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus Christ. Say to your neighbor, the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Engaging that name is the trigger for signs and wonders. That means the name is the custodian of signs and wonders. One day Jesus asked his disciples a very vital question. He wanted to know if they know. And he wanted to know what they know. So he said to them, Matthew 16, 13 to 18. He said to them, when they came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some say that you are Elias. Some others say you are Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said something to him. Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it to you, but my Father which is in heaven. My Father in heaven has revealed it to you because it comes by revelation. Until you understand the power in that name, you will be using it anyhow. You are cooking. One cockroach just passed. Jesus, Jesus. For what? You are misusing the name. There is power in that name. And we are going to be looking into it right now. We know that name so much that we say it every hour, anyhow. And when we do shout that name, there is no passion from the inside to understand what the name can do. Glory to God. I said in the first service, that name emits wonders. Acts of Apostles chapter 4 and verse 29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth of thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child, of thy Holy Child Jesus. So inside that name are signs and wonders. Inside that name. I said in the first service, 90% of the people who give their names, who give names to their children, do so on some basic things. Number one, what they went through before conception. What they went through during conception. The story of their family lineage. Glory to God. But this name, whatever reason you give to a child, to name a child, the name of the child speaks in the life of the child. And it is only limited on the earth. But look at this. Glory to God. Philippians 2, 9 to 11. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Every other name only answers on the earth. This name answers in heaven. It answers in the earth. It answers under the earth. That's the only name that the Father gave because of the people. The people. When the enemy wanted to disrupt his work, he said, I have a last card. I'm going to bring my son to save the people. That's why it's called Savior. Savior of the world. Jesus the Christ to save the people. Glory to God. And that name is irrevocable. Irrevocable simply means it's not what you can take back. It has been given to him as a gift. Romans 11, 29, for what he did, for the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. Glory to God. Mark 16, 17 to 18, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. In my name, they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Glory to God. What is in that name? Let's take a look at seven wonders embedded inside that name. Seven wonders that we can find in that name. Number one, salvation is in that name. Acts 4:12, he says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other name under heaven that we can be saved. The Bible said, the demon said, Paul I know, Jesus I know, but Paul's name does not save. Demons just recognized it. This is the only name under heaven by which men shall be saved. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So calling on that name, even unbelievers call on it. I said in the first service, they are running into an accident. The first thing that comes out of the name of an unbeliever is Jesus, Jesus. Jesus! Even when they have never, they belong to another tradition or another religion, but inside the plane, there is heavy shaking of the plane. And they have already told everybody, all the tea and coffee things have started landing. Boo, bah. And they have told everybody, brace for impact. Even those who don't know the name, we call that name. You know, I had a story from God's servant, Bishop, Pastor Enoch Adeboye, many years ago. He said he was flying Nigeria Airways one time. He said, after a while, there was heavy turmoil in the air. He said, but meanwhile, before then, there was one guy who had a golden walking stick. Golden. He says, all of gold. It was glaring that it wasn't fake gold. Serious gold. He says, so for this man wanted everybody to see the walking stick. He was going back and forth the toilet every minute, every time he was going. He would go, he would come back, he would go, he would come back. Because he wanted everybody to see the walking stick. He said, but when the turmoil started, glory to God, he sat down somewhere and was saying, Jesus, Jesus. He said, but he did one thing. He said quietly, sir, you didn't tell me this is how it's going to end. That's speaking to God, to his Jesus. And Jesus said, God said to him, no, it's not going to end like this. I've been trying to get your attention, but I didn't get it. And I know with this one, I will get your attention. Glory to the name of the Lord. Inside that name, are we going to be saved? Whether saved driving, saved. You see, if you are not born again and he saved you from an accident because you used the name, you still will not make it to heaven. Saved to get into heaven is using that name. How many understand what God is saying? Number two, what is in that name? The name secures answers to our prayers. There is no name under heaven that secures answers to our prayers but the name of Jesus. John 14:13-14, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. Nobody can lay claim to that right. John 16:23-24, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have ye asked me nothing in my name. The reason you are not receiving is because you are not asking right. Ask in his name and you will not be denied. He said, ask in my name and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Asking in his name guarantees answers to our prayer. That's why you will never see us in this commission pray without ending it, in Jesus' name we pray. That's guarantee that the prayer has been answered. From today, whatever prayer you pray, even in your heart, will be forcefully delivered to you. Amen. What is in that name? Healing virtues. No other name emits virtues but the name of Jesus Christ. Healing virtues. The Bible speaking about Paul, Acts of Apostles chapter 3 and verse 6, Peter. Then Peter said, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And then when they were wondering, what happened? How did this happen? They said, why are you people fretting? Verse 16, and his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Perfect soundness. Whatever area of your life, of your body, in your system that is not working right, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive healing now. Amen. Faith in that name. Wonders of the name cannot be exhausted. Glory to God. Acts of Apostles chapter 9, 34 to 35. And Peter said unto him, Ananias, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, make thy bed. And he arose tomorrow. And he arose immediately. There is healing virtues in that name. You know, in those days, when Jesus, when the woman with the issue of blood tapped, touched his garment, because we can't physically be with him, our faith is even better drawing from his name, healing virtues. In that name, you are made whole today. Amen. Number four, what is in the name? That name is a strong tower in the day of battle. That name is a strong tower in the day of battle. Anytime you feel you are losing, engage that name. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Have you noticed, I said in the first service, unbelievers run to the cover of that name, believing it works and it works for them. Unbelievers are in trouble. They say in the name of Jesus. They may not come back to church tomorrow. But they say in the name of Jesus, I believe. They believe more in that name than most of us who he has given that name to believe in. He says the name of the Lord when there is trouble. That name is a strong tower to run inside. Acts 2 and verse 41. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. They will not just be mapped out for salvation. They will also be saved from all their troubles. They will be saved from all their troubles. I said in the first service some time ago, I was driving from Jaji in Kaduna to Kaduna. And because I was so happy, I just bought a car and I was driving the car. I have no idea what happened. I lost control of the car and the car started spinning and spinning and spinning. And I just, only thing I could say was in the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I opened my eyes. And when I opened my eyes, my car was facing the oncoming cars. But there was no coming car. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is saved. That's why when you are in trouble, take note of it. You are quick to call your friends. You are quick to call 911. But it is hard to call that name. Sometimes the enemy has holding your tongue. Even when you are sleeping, you want to say that name and you are struggling to say it. Why? Because the enemy knows that once that name comes out, it's over. God's servant, Bishop Thomas Aremu, he said many years ago he was sick. Sick now unto death. He said they already gave him time to die. In the hospital, he said the doctor told him, "Go and write. Do you have a will? Go and write your will because you can't survive this one." He said, "Inside him, you know what you are. It is not the Bible that you put under your bed, that pillow that works. It is the one you have eaten." He said, "The one he has eaten, he just started saying to God, as he lay down there, he started saying to God, Lord, just help me, open this mouth. I know what to say." That's all I need. Just help me and open this mouth for me. I know what to say. So gradually his mouth opened and he began to speak. And he said, when the following day or 3 days later, when they were discharging him, he said his wife was asking them, so which drugs did you prescribe? He said, he doesn't need drugs. Ask him. Ask him what happened, because we don't know what happened. Ask him if he needs drug. He doesn't need drug. The name is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is saved. Psalm 91, 14 to 16. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him and will set him on high. Why? Because he hath known my name. Because he knows my name, he shall call upon me and I shall answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. Not only will I deliver him, I will now give him honor. I will honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? I will deliver him and set him on high because he knows my name. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. There are some organizations, the only reason you are buying their drugs is because of their name. How many understand what I'm saying? The only reason you are patronizing some people, maybe your cable company, your phone company, is the name. There is one name in those days in Canada. I don't know if it has changed now. It's Wind. Do they still have it? Oh, they changed it. Because it was winding every call away. Glory to God. It was winding. Your name is what you bear. Is what you manifest. It was winding. That's why they changed it. Now we are free. Number five, quickly. What is in the name? In that name. That name opens impossible doors to believers. Revelation 3 and verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that openeth and no man can shut, and shutteth and no man can open. That name opens doors that no man can shut. Any door shut against you shall be forcefully opened in the name of Jesus Christ. Any business door shut against you shall open forcefully in the name of Jesus. Amen. Any door of career shut against you shall forcefully open in the name of Jesus. Amen. Any door of health shut against you shall forcefully open in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Spiritual doors shut against you, the Lord will fling it open this morning. Amen. Testimony door shut against you, the Lord will open it forcefully today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are names that open doors. You get to a place, you say, I am from so, so, so. Even if you're lying, they will welcome you first. How many understand what I'm saying? You say, oh, so, so, so person sent me. Ah, welcome, welcome. Then they will treat you first. Why? Their name. But there is a name. But there are things that those names cannot do for you. But this name opens impossible doors. The door that a man cannot open for you, the name of Jesus opens it. The name of Jesus has capacity to open any impossible door. Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Number six, what is in that name? That name is self-anointed to destroy any yoke. Self-anointed. So you see, this is what happens. Every time we call on the name of Jesus, the anointing in that name answers. The name comes with an anointing. Self-anointed, just like your car. Some cars come with inbuilt GPS. Some come with inbuilt Wi-Fi. It means you won't need to get another one. It is inside. This name inside it is anointing to destroy yokes. You won't need to be anointed for it. Just engage that name. The name is self-anointing to destroy yokes. Glory to God. Songs of Solomon, chapter 1 and verse 3. Because of the savor of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. So every time we say, in the name of Jesus Christ, there is an anointing poured forth. Glory to God. An anointing goes forth. And what does the anointing do? Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. It says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the engagement of his name and the anointing in his name. That name will not fail for you again. Yeah. It will begin to work in your hands. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mark 16, 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe in that name. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Those who engage will begin to see yokes destroyed upon their lives. Yoke destroyed upon their lives. In my family, they don't get married. They just bring wife. And I thank this God for seeing it early. And I chose to be different. In that family, they don't graduate. I just chose to be different. And I kept saying to God, Jesus, let me be the example. Let this thing stop here. Let me be the example. Then a glorious wedding. Glorious graduation. Why? Yokes destroyed. It does not have to happen to you the way it happened to your father. Does not have to happen to you the way it happened to your mother. If you are seeing the traces, the challenge we have is we are not spiritually sensitive. If you are seeing the traces, you need to start attacking. But from today, whatsoever is not pleasant in that family, because you have changed family, the new family begin to work for you. Yeah. What is in that name finally? Number 7. That name establishes dominion. Dominion is calling something and it answers to you. It means you are in charge. That name establishes dominion. Acts of Apostles chapter 4, from verses 15 to 20. It said they caught them. They conferred among, when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to this man? For that indeed a notable miracle had been done by them and is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. Ah! You can't stop that name. That name has come to dominate everywhere. You notice that every time you try to stop that name, that's when it blossoms them all. Every time the enemy tries to taint that name, that's when it blossoms them all. Keep going. Said, and they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, you judge yourselves. For we cannot but speak the things that we have seen and heard. You can't stop us. This name has become unstoppable. You can't stop it. It has dominion not only on the earth. It has dominion in heaven. It has dominion under the earth. You can't stop it. Trying to stop it is like saying, do you know the scripture says, whosoever comes close to this stone shall be broken. Whosoever this stone comes on shall be grounded into powder. So try and stop this name and be grounded into powder. See what happens to you. That name generates dominion. Philippians 2, 9 to 11 that was read. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every tongue should confess. If you have faith in that name, expect your faith to deliver the wonder you desire today. I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
You have faith in that name. Expect your faith in that name to deliver your desire.
Amen.
There is no name under heaven that can deliver anything. You know, if you go somewhere, you mention a name, the only thing you are asking for where you go to is favor. Favor for something. The favor, can it change your medical situation? It may be favor to see the doctor quickly, so that the doctor can tell you you are dying quickly. God forbid. But when you engage that name, well, is it that I shouldn't go to doctors? Yes, we should. But we have consulted with the name first before we go. And then God will now send one to you that will help you and not kill your faith. Faith in that name. I wish I could continue, but let's rise up on our feet. Glory to God. And let's give him all the praise and all the glory. Faith in that name. Somebody's name should, faith should have been boosted right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus the Christ. Faith in that name, it will deliver for you today.
Amen.
That name delivers for you forever.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus the Christ. Now, somebody is here this morning, before we pray over our points of contact that we were told to bring today, before we pray over them, there's somebody here this morning that needs to say, Lord Jesus, I want to know you more. It comes by, say, I want to know you. That's the first thing we talked about. Salvation is only in that name. Not in any other person's name under the heaven. Salvation only in that name. And it is a privilege. To come to him is a privilege. Somebody else wants to say, Lord Jesus, I did know your name, but I walked out on you. And that person also wants to come back to him. Why not this morning? Why not this morning? Someone here this morning wants to say, Lord, have mercy on me. I want to know that name. It's only in that name that there is salvation. And guess, look at all those other things that are available after salvation. Good health, dominion, and every good thing that the name provides. But that name will only work in the mouth of those who know the name. You can know the name in your head, but you need to know the name in your heart. Someone wants to say, that is me. Put your right hand on your heart. Let me pray with you. I want to be born again today. I want to rededicate my life today. Put your right hand on your heart. Let me quickly pray with you. And if you are doing that, please repeat these words after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you today just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day, you rose again that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, because now I am born again. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. The same grace will preserve them.
Amen.
These ones will never go back to perdition again.
Amen.
They will begin to take root downwards, bear fruit upwards to the praise and to the glory of your name.
Amen.
Thank you, eternal Father.
Thank you.
Jesus' most glorious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Somebody said that prayer in their heart. Just wave your hands to Jesus. You said that prayer in your heart. Wave your hands to Jesus. You said that prayer. Wave that hand. Somebody will help you. Somebody will assist you. Somebody said that prayer for rededication. Why not? The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
One day, when I became born again, I was sleeping in my room and I woke up.